Storm chasers can be a big help during hurricane season. Storm chasing roofers, not so much, especially the door-to-door variety. That's why Jack C. Wilson Roofing Company will never send someone to your door uninvited. We'll never use subcontractors either. That commitment to customer service and satisfaction is why we've been the first name in Jacksonville roofing for nearly 80 years, and why we'll be here long after those fly-by-night companies have flown the coop. Request your free estimate at jackcwilsonroofing.com.
Hey guys, what's up? I know you're thinking, wait, what are you doing here? It's Wednesday. You're not supposed to be here with a new episode of Babecast until Friday. But last week, I had the opportunity to talk to the one and only Megan Trainor. And here's the deal. It's very, very short. So I didn't want to count it as an entire episode. It's just a short 6-minute convo. And to be honest with you, we were under such a time crunch that I don't think I even took a breath at all. So you'll probably notice that when you're listening to our conversation, but I was trying to get out as many questions as possible. And she gave some really great advice, so I really wanted you guys to hear it. So please welcome to Babecast, super mini bonus edition, it's Megan Trainor. Megan, how are you?
I'm so good. How are you doing?
Good. We spell our name the same exact way, M-E-G-H-A-N, which I really appreciate.
I know. They told me that in advance. I was like, oh, yeah, this is my girl.
Right? Because, like, my whole life, I'm like, Megan with a M-E-G, with an H. Like, everybody spells M-E-G-A-N. So, well, yeah. Welcome. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you. I also found out that your fans are called the Megatrons, which I love so much because I have friends that call me Megatron. But if I called my friends my fans, that probably wouldn't go over well.
Oh, my God. That is a sick nickname for you. I should have done that for me.
I know it's been a rough time with your two vocal surgeries and stuff. How are you feeling? How's everything going?
I feel great. I'm so happy. I'm killing life right now. I work out a lot. I eat healthy. I'm with the love of my life.
Yes.
I try to sleep as much as I can and prepare for this amazing career that I have. And I'm just so lucky and so blessed. And yeah, my world.
Congrats on your engagement, by the way. How's the wedding planning going? Does it exist yet, or are you just too busy?
Nah, it don't exist at all. We're just happy we're locked down for life.
Yeah.
That it's like official, but we have no idea, like, if we want to invite a bunch of people, if we just want to do it at my house or run away, tell no one. It's a whole thing. Definitely.
Yeah, no, I feel you. I'm not there yet.
Did you have your soulmate?
I do, yeah. It's just I don't have the ring yet, so I'm waiting for that, and then we can figure the rest out.
Oh, my God. For you.
How did he do with the ring? Was it like, is it like a dream? Was it something you always wanted?
Yeah, and more. It was crazy, man. But we prepared it. I always make sure, like, because I can't have anything go wrong because I'm a freak about things, you know? So I went to a jewelry store one day with him in Nashville while we were writing for this album.
Oh, okay.
I just yelped it. I was like, let's just go look at it. I'll show you which one I want, you know? Like, let's make sure it's perfect. And then we got it there, and then he said, but you have to let me propose the right way.
Oh, okay.
Whatever. So then I waited for months, and I had every day, I was like, is it today? Is it today? And I noticed he was freaking out and was losing sleep. And then finally on my 24th birthday, which was like months after, he brought me to Palm Springs, which no one's ever got me a hotel before. So I cried over that.
That's amazing.
Celebration. And then he proposed, and my whole family was out there. And he got them all hotel rooms, and it was just like, wow, I got a man, and I'm a princess.
And then some. Yeah, congratulations. I'm so stoked for you. That's so exciting. So I want to talk about your new song, No Excuses. I'm obsessed. We play it all the time. Love the music video. It really, really makes me wish I could dance, but I totally cannot.
Thank you for playing it.
Oh, yeah, of course. There's several different versions of the video. So there's like a Zumba one, right? Are you super into Zumba?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a new big fan. I mean, I always love Zumba because they always play my songs. And I always walk out of the room at the gym, but I get too scared because I always thought I couldn't do it.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I feel dumb. Like, I feel like I'm going to make a fool out of myself.
Yeah exactly. And it's just my own song, and these people see I can't move to it, you know? So But this time we had like professional dancers and they're all girls I've worked with. So I was like, it was like a nice family reunion and I met the Zumba people who were so nice. And we danced all day long, like 10 times to the song. And I was sweating so hard. I felt powerful and like I knew I looked good. So I was like, this is the most fun I've ever had while working out.
Hell yeah. That's what you got to find is something that you have fun doing. So yes, a big fan of the song. And I just want to say, I feel like all your songs are always very uplifting and they're sending like a great message for women to just kind of love yourself, love your body, you know, take no shit. Do you have any advice for like a woman who's going through struggles or something? I have a podcast, which just women strictly. And, you know, we talk a lot about being really, you know, strong and getting through hard times. And I know you've probably been through a lot. So would you have any advice for somebody?
Yeah, I definitely do. After the second vocal surgery, I went through my first experience with, like, crippling anxiety where they diagnosed me with panic disorder.
Yeah.
And so it was really dark and it's something I never experienced, and especially not being able to talk about it.
Right.
Physically on vocal rest. It was I felt very trapped and very miserable. You always think when you're in those dark times, like, gosh, I'll never get out of this. And you really believe that.
Right.
I had doctors, like, actual doctors telling me this will end. And I would cry, like, you promise? And then finally, like, I researched and I saw a lot of other people talking about it. And it made me feel so much better. And I was like, oh, I'm not alone. Because my family didn't experience this. And only my older brother, like, has gone through some panic attacks. So having him and his support was everything. Because he's, like, the superhero of my family. He can handle anything. So seeing him go through it, I was like, oh, man, this is great. And when I finally had a day where I didn't feel anxiety, I was like, there is hope. And being on the other side, I would say it will end. It will end, and you'll be so proud of yourself when it ends, and you can get through it. And when you get through that, you can get through anything. So
thank you. Honestly, this is like speaking to me personally right now. So I really appreciate what you just said. It makes me feel a little bit better. I appreciate that. So before I know we have such a limited time, but before we go, you're coming to Florida. You're playing a show in Tampa June 30th.
Damn.
Very excited for that. We can't wait for you to come to Florida.
Me
cool. Well, we can't wait to see you. Megan, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I love you, Megan.
I love you. Megatron for life.
You must have confused me. Confused me. You must have confused me. Confused me. There ain't no excuses. Excuses. Cause your mama raised you better.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.